next on the 5 o'clock report.
An attack on one is an attack on all.
What is the legacy you want to help create?
He's going to try and take the entire Black Sea coast.
My advice is to shop around.
I think I'm going to start walking when it hits six.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. The U.S. says more than 400 civilians have been killed as the bombardment continues in Ukraine. Correspondent Chris Livesay, southwest of the capital, Kyiv.
The air raid sirens have been sounding here after 8 Russian missiles slammed into the airport. President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, calling once again for a no-fly zone over his country as Russian shelling continues to take its toll.
Efforts to stop the fighting in Europe now ramping up.
The United States has deployed an additional 7,000 forces to Europe. We've repositioned forces already in Europe to strengthen NATO's eastern flank.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken speaking today from Lithuania on measures to protect NATO allies.
The United States' commitment to Article 5, an attack on one, is an attack on all. That commitment is sacrosanct.
Over 1.5 million refugees have fled Ukraine, a country that has produced many agricultural products for other nations.
This is the breadbasket for Russia, the breadbasket for Europe. China gets a certain percentage of wheat and grain products from Ukraine itself.
Fox News correspondent Bill Hemmer says the southern border has expansive coastline on the Black Sea.
If the Russian forces are all down here blocking the access to the sea, well, how do you then take that product and ship it to the world?
So what are Putin's motives?
Russian foreign policy has long centered around getting warm water ports. A lot of their major port cities are up near the Arctic Circle, so they freeze over, which makes defense and transport pretty difficult.
Russian expert and University at Buffalo professor Colin Anderson tells Family Life.
A lot of Russia's foreign policy focuses on getting ports in the Black Sea or on the Mediterranean. So if I'm thinking what Putin wants here, my guess is that he's going to try and take the entire Black Sea coast.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is focusing on making Russia pay for its invasion of Ukraine.
He's ensuring we are continuing to take steps to deliver punishing economic consequences on Putin while taking all action necessary to limit the impact to prices at the gas pump.
The national average for a gallon of gas has jumped to its highest ever 7-day increase, surpassing the hike after Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
I think I'm going to start walking when it hits six. I think I'm going to max out
there. If you need to fill up, my advice is to shop around. There's a wide discrepancy at different stations because of the volatility in the price of oil.
Gas Buddies Patrick DeHaan tells Family Life.
Some stations are as much as 20 to 40 cents a gallon higher or lower than their nearby competitors.
While the war in Ukraine is the main cause, AAA's Doug Shoup says.
We have had 2 years of pandemic lockdowns and restrictions, which are now starting to loosen up. People are ready to get out there and take road trips for spring break, take road trips for, you know, the summer travel season. And they're seeing these sticker shock prices at the gas pumps.
We get an update on the deadly tornado that killed 7 people over the weekend in Iowa.
The National Weather Service says the Winterset tornado was 800 yards wide, packed maximum wind speeds of 170 miles per hour, and was on the ground for nearly 70 miles Saturday afternoon. It's the first confirmed EF4 in Iowa since 2013 and the deadliest Iowa tornado since 2008. It's also the second longest tornado path in Iowa since 1980. I'm Brock Wilson.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame says this year's enshrinement ceremony will be held earlier than past events. It now has a noon start time on Saturday, August 6th. Hall of Fame officials confirmed a parade for the inductees will return this year, and there will be a concert that night with a headliner to be announced soon. The 2022 class consists of former players Tony Boselli, Leroy Butler, the late Sam Mills, Richard Seymour, Bryant Young, and the late Cliff Branch, with former official Art McNally and retired coach Dick Vermeil. The ceremony will be held in Canton, Ohio. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Still to come this Monday, cyber warnings in New York, poll rising in PA, and keeping an eye out for parachuting critters.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast for tonight. Changeable conditions. Where there is rain, it'll taper to flurries. Where there are areas of light snow and ice, tapering to flurries with slick spots across parts of western and central New York developing. Low temperatures, 20s and low 30s. Tomorrow, some leftover lake flurries, otherwise a mix of clouds and some sunshine, the high in the 30s and low 40s. Wednesday, partly sunny up near Lake Ontario, cloudy elsewhere, with rain and snow across central and eastern Pennsylvania. High temperatures Wednesday, mid-30s to the middle 40s.
Thank you, Kevin. A coalition of elected officials and security officers issuing a warning today in the face of new threats in the digital space. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York visiting the Big Apple today.
We must act quickly to strengthen our cyber defenses to counter any unwarranted and unprovoked Russian aggression here.
She says it's likely that Russia would target New York State infrastructure and individuals as it feels the crunch of sanctions. Former Congressman Lou Barletta leads the latest poll of Pennsylvania Republicans in a heavily contested race for governor. The Target Point survey of 600 Pennsylvania Republican voters found Barletta with 17% support, followed by State Senator Doug Mastriano at 14%. Barletta was the Republican Party's Donald Trump-endorsed nominee for U.S. Senate and also served as mayor of Hazleton. Many voters in that poll are still undecided. From PA to New York, Governor Kathy Hochul visiting Rochester's Monroe County Community College this morning to talk about the impact of her budget on the Finger Lakes region.
Today, we're beginning the public engagement process, so we want the public involved.
Hochul says millions of dollars will go to revitalize the Inner Loop Freeway in downtown Rochester.
Show us your vision. What do you want to see for your kids and your grandkids someday? What is the legacy you want to help create?
The state budget is due for approval by the legislature by April 1st. The National Weather Service in Binghamton, New York, has issued a flood warning for the Tioughnioga River in Cortland County. The warning will be in place from late tonight through early Wednesday morning. If you're in that area, please use caution. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. The flood stage there is at 8 feet. Next at 5, we look at some of the top issues facing students, parents, and employees at public schools with Dr. Ralph Kerr.
The great unmasking in New York last week, they came off. And now the big concern is, will kids be bullied who choose to continue to wear the mask? I have two kids in school, Ralph. One wears a mask, the other does not. And they're already starting to kid each other. But all joking aside, do you think this is going to be a problem in New York?
I don't think so, because the administrators and teachers are well aware of that possibility. And I think they'll nip that in the bud, which will be great.
Yeah.
Because it should be that if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't wear one. That's just common sense, and I hope people will respect the choices that the students make.
Yeah. The Empire Center reports that there has been a steep decline in student enrollment, K through 12 schools in New York State, but this is everywhere. This is a phenomenon that's been going on for a long time. But since the pandemic, it has accelerated. I think there's been a 5% decrease since COVID. Is this more due to the fact that people are leaving the state, or is it more due to the fact that parents are using alternative education like homeschooling or private schooling?
Well, I think you have to take a really close look at the numbers. For one thing, the majority of the loss is in the K through 6. And obviously, kindergarten is not a required course in public schools in New York. And I think a lot of parents just made a choice for their kindergartner that instead of trying to go virtual with a kindergartner, it would be best just to keep them at home. I am concerned, though, that there has been a decrease. I think there are a multitude of reasons. Certainly, some people have chosen to go to a private school. Some are homeschooling. I think another factor is that there are more and more charter schools. In fact, the enrollment there increased by 7.4%. That's really interesting that charter schools, even though they're funded out of the public school budget, are not considered public schools in that sense in terms of the numbers.
Huh.
So it's an interesting phenomena that we're looking at, and I think all of the factors that we've mentioned today are probably contributing factors to the decrease in student enrollment.
Well, let's not leave our friends from Pennsylvania out of this discussion. The education secretary on Friday released a report, a long-awaited report, on the learning loss caused by COVID. I want to know from you, and I know it's easy to Monday morning quarterback this, Ralph, but do you think that schools played it safe for too long when they did that remote hybrid thing that we all went through last year?
I don't think so, because I don't think it was the school's fault that they kept the mandates in place. It was the governors, it was the feds, it was the teachers' unions that really preferred some of those things. And so I think the schools were really caught in the power plays that were going on and they did the best they could under the circumstances. Related to that, I just wanted to mention, Bob, that I think we talked about in a program a while back that schools were looking at on snow days that they would just go to remote. Then they wouldn't have to count them as snow days.
Yeah.
It happens that that whole situation now has been rolled back, and the study of that has been stopped for the time being, primarily because of inequitable access to remote learning in terms of internet service in both the rural areas and some urban areas. So until the internet access is straightened up so that everybody has equal access, the state's just put a kibosh on that and is not looking at it as an alternative at this point.
That's Dr. Ralph Kerr with the Teaching and Learning Institute speaking with Family Life's Bob Price. You can catch up on Issues in Education episodes at familylife.org/podcasts. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks opening the week with big losses across all the major indexes. Investors are weighing how the situation with Russia and Ukraine may lead to higher inflation and are also considering the appropriateness of interest rate hikes in a global economy hurt by war and sanctions. Oil prices continuing to rise, shooting up as high as $130 a barrel today before falling a little later and now sitting at the $120 per barrel mark. The Dow was down 797 points today, the NASDAQ fell 482, and the S&P 500 dropped 127. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Having a good credit score saves money by getting you lower interest rates. But what if you have no credit history? Hi, I'm Rob West with another MoneyWise Minute. It's difficult to get a credit history if no one will give you credit, but you can make it easier. First, you can become an authorized user on someone else's credit card. Usually that's a parent. You'll get the benefit of their credit history. You can also get a secured credit card. For that, you pre-deposit an amount into the account, and you can use the card up to that limit. You can also boost your credit score by making your rent payment and utility payments count. Do that by subscribing to a reporting service. Once you have a credit history, keep your score high by always paying your bill on time. Having a good credit score pays off in many ways. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use MoneyWise app. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store or learn more at moneywise.org.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A fast-moving disturbance could bring accumulating snow to parts of Pennsylvania on Wednesday, and a more potent system may threaten this weekend. In the meantime, for tonight, changeable conditions. Where there is rain, it'll taper to flurries. Where there are areas of light snow and ice, tapering to flurries with slick spots across parts of western and central New York developing. Low temperatures, 20s and low 30s. Tomorrow, some leftover lake flurries, otherwise a mix of clouds and some sunshine, the high in the 30s and low 40s. Wednesday, partly sunny up near Lake Ontario, cloudy elsewhere, with rain and snow across central and eastern Pennsylvania. High temperatures Wednesday, mid-30s to the middle 40s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, scary spiders could soon spread across the entire East Coast. Family Life's Brandon Dixon has more on the parachuting creepy crawlers that are sure to give some the heebie-jeebies.
They have 8 legs, can grow to as big as the palm of your hand, and spin golden webs. And the Juro spider, an invasive arachnid from East Asia, could soon use its black and yellow striped legs to make its way into your home. Researchers at the University of Georgia say the spiders arrived in the U.S. around 2013 and have been spreading their golden webs around the Southeast ever since. But they may be expanding their territory. The study found that Juro spiders can survive a brief freeze better than their cousins, the golden silk spider, meaning they can survive in a colder climate beyond the southeastern states. Scientists say the spiders aren't hazardous to humans and use their silk, along with the wind, to allow them to parachute into new locations. They could also hitch rides on people or shipping containers, so be on the lookout for the little creatures. Brennan Dixon, Family Life News.
Ooh, something we could live without, parachuting spiders. And that's the world we live in this 7th of March. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.